Monica?
Hi, I haven't come on yet.
Good morning, good afternoon. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Kedula Chemincha, Tati, Zerura. Alfekimo Yutat Sadi Kabel Rimat Amcha Sagvenu Paharenu No Ra Kupre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yudkav Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamrem Betet Reish Tzaditat Gimel Chasim Kadosh Berov Tzuvcha Nael Adata Hekuf Bet Ted Nunayan Yachid Gehe Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimolamet Pei Zayin Kuch Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufal Tzadiyutah. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei Adonai Yohei Wahei El Rachum Vechanun Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed Be'emet Notze Chesed La'alafim Notze Awon Wafesha V'chata'a V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, coming from Parashat Yitro. It is Pasuk 29. We will start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Te Bid Hilu Erchimud Hilud Hilu Erchimud Le'afta l'shem yud he b'vav he, v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino Amadonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konene aleinu maasei yadeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Bekucha Perichu Koma Biaved Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Le'elach Mila Bialma Bivaye Barnash Vedach Yaleya Mineya ulan haga, deya kalana, dehakulu ovada, dikshot inun, wikolaits derif, di alma. The energy of the year 5779 is it's a time to become wiser. There are three verses that connect to this energy. By virtue of the fact that they have the name of the year concealed within them. The name of the year is Tafshin Ayin Tet. These three verses have this name concealed within them. The concealment is represented by the two letters that separate each of the four letters of the name of the year. The first verse that we study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18.
Edchem sheva al hatotechem.
The second verse that we study is from Isaiah, it's chapter 30, verse 6.
Hine vatachta al mishenet hakane haratzut. Haze Amitraim Masher Yisame Ishalavu Vabekapo Unkava Ken Paro Melech Mitraim Likol Hapotim Alav.
The name of the year in this verse is spelled in reverse order. It starts with the Tet and ends with the Tah, instead of the other way, the forward way, which is it starts with the Tah and ends with the Tet. The third verse is from the prophet Micah. It is chapter 6, verse 13.
V'gam ani hecheleiti hakotecha Ashmeim al hatotecha.
There is a fourth verse that connects to the energy of becoming wise because it starts with the letter He and ends with the letter Tet. The verse of there are 13 verses that connect with that fact of starting with a hey and ending with a tet. Of these 13 verses, there are the third one, which is connecting to the month of Kislev. Is in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 20. Or maybe it's chapter 41, verse 20. But the verse is, I need to confirm that. Just so please give me 1 second to make sure I'm getting to the right verse. It is chapter 40, verse 20. And here's the verse. Am sukan teruma et lo yirkav yivchar harashacham yivakesh lo v'hakim pesel lo yimot. And there is a fifth verse that starts with the letter Tav and ends with the letter Tet. And this is in chapter 41, verse 22. Again, I need to verify the location. And this is in the book of Job. The year 5778 is the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. This is essentially an energy that assists us in reducing our ego and helping us to get closer to Hashem, because the ego is what separates us from Hashem. The first verse that we study is from 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayichal vayavo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech tavo na tamar achoti utlabev le'ene shite levivot. The second verse is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Het. The separation is based on three letters each. Tatati odiacha wawoni lo kisiti amarti ode ale pashai la donayo he wahe we ata nasata awon tatati sela the verse 57, or the year 5777. As the energy of the wake-up call, and also the energy of the goat. The first verse we study, there are two verses. First verse we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tod saduni katsipor o yavai kinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create satskia, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we study is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. And these letters are separated by seven letters each. Kim va Adonai, Yehovah Eloheichem, hatadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 is known as the year of the pause. Again, there are two verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe Lalahe Wawawa Yola Yo Alame He Aka A Prekaha. The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bifu Vadonai Yo he wahe ade ad ki biya yo he Adonai yo he wahe surolami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The verse that we study is from Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni adbili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoiya. Asher yitabe sham washatem Eli el nahum. Wehalati itchem wichaya im yeshno. Varetz vechipasti oto bekol alfei Yehuda. And the third is from Job chapter 20, verse 7. Gelo lanetza yoved roav yom ruayom. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10.
Wesamti makom leami li Israel untati vishakan tafta vilo yergaz od vilo yosifu vene avlala anoto ha asher barishona.
We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel.
Wahe wayo layo sayote alame. Mehe shila lahe aka aka heta. He zayo ala da la awa he hea. Yo zala me behe he reyo he kome. La awa ka layo la wawa he he la. Nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Muta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he sa wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa ala areyo ashila meyo he. Awa he wa danu yo he he shi a me me. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me sa re. Wa me be yo he he wa nu wa pe me pe yo. Sa me be me nu ko. Ayo a he be wa, re a he yo be me, he yo yo me wa me.
We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool.
Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me, me be shi la yo he, anu a ka me ta. Hey hey ya yo anu da la hey wa hey me ya yo ta la me re hey me yo yo hey me me wa 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 ka be yo la yo wa te nu la nu me ka yo ke yo me nu hey hey shi hey hey wa nu yo hey hey shi ya yo re ta shi ya hey. Re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he, ka a ko me nu da. A nu yo ke wa me, re he a, yo ke wa, yo ke za. He shi he, me ka ha, wa wa la, yo yo he. Sa a la, a re yo, a la, me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. La re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me.
The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the third of Kislev, Rabbi Meir Cohen Katz, Rabbi Meshulam Yisachar Ashkenazi, Rabbi Shila Raphael, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kulevsky, And while she is not yet recognized as a tzaddiket, she's a very famous woman, Emma Lazarus. She wrote the words that are placed on the bronze plaque at the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty. And is our normal pattern on Sunday to also mention the Tzaddikim who would leave this day, the 4th of Kislev, which will start tonight at sundown. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kulevsky, the Admor Yaakov David Kalish, Rabbi Eliyahu Kubo, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Margulis, Rabbi Yaakov David Kalish, Rabbi Yaakov Mordechai Ostretin, Rabbi Avraham Shmuel Stern. In the 8th verse of the Ana Bekoa, we say in a whisper. We will now say the Shema Yisrael, and said, in case there are people who have not yet said the Shema, we'll say in the first two lines, please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. We will now say a Kaddish for these people who, and their families who died in the fires in California, and as unfortunately one of our students has had to evacuate her home because of these fires in Southern California. Also for the people who died in the incident in Pittsburgh, and in the many, many other incidents all over the world for the past week, for the past month, for the past year. Please say the Kaddish, and as we have been taught, the Kaddish is an elevator. It helps to elevate the souls of the righteous, the Tzaddikim, and the people who have died. It helps comfort the mourners through their praising of God that is expressed in the Kaddish, in the recognition that the Kaddish is said in the Aramaic and not in the Hebrew. And there is so much more that could be said.
And
we all say Amen.
The Almighty Rock, Hiru Devi Yamni, Malkute, the Chaye, Phone, the Yome, Phone, the Chaye, the Kobet Yisrael, the Abagala, the Mankari, the Yitbarak, the Ishtabak, the Yitbar, the Roman, the Nase, the Tadar, Vitale, Vitala, Shmele Kucha, Le Elal, Min Kovir Kata, Veshirata, Tiush Bechata, Le Nechemata, De Amiran, De Alma, Yeshlama, Rabba, Min Shemaya, Bechaye,
today's class can be found on the revealed wisdom matrix. In row 8, the right-hand column refers to the footsteps of the Mashiach. When you open that out, please scroll down to class 3C, which is Daniel chapters 3 to 5. We will probably only have time to do chapter 3. And I'm also going to make an announcement now. I expect starting next Sunday, we will start our preparations for Hanukkah, for the holiday of Hanukkah. And so this will be the last chapter of the Mashiach sections until after Hanukkah. And then once Hanukkah is over, we frequently go into the period of the Shogavim almost immediately, within a week or two. So we will have to take a look at the timing of that and whether we're going to be doing the Psalms as we did last year, in which we are continuing to do every Friday, or whether we will go back to the Mashiach, which is what I think we will be doing. And we'll be doing some of the morning classes for the Psalms. So, when chapter 3 opens up, if you scroll slightly up above that, you'll find a link to the Mechon Mamre organization's Torah, basically, in English and Hebrew. And it is for the Book of Daniel and the scroll down to chapter 3, and I will continue to read the English translations. I'll say L'Shem Yehud before we start, but even before that, are there any questions? L'Shem Yehud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Urchilu 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 Liata L'Shem Yud He Bavav He Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 70 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the satraps, the prefects, and the governors, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. As an aside, there are some people who think that this location is telling us where the Tower of Babel was, and that if we find the remnants of this statue, if we go probably another 100 feet below it, we will find the remains of the Tower of Babel. That's, the archaeologists have a theory. No one has yet found it, although there is some discussions of having that happen. The third pasuk, and another aside in Pasuk number 2. All of these lists of titles represent the power structure in all of the provinces, all of the peoples that Nebuchadnezzar had conquered. Then the satraps, the prefects, and the governors, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And the herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, peoples, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the horn, pipe, harp, trigon, psaltery, bagpipe, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoso falls not down and worships shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time, when all the peoples heard the sound of the horn, the pipe, the harp, the trigon, the psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the peoples, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and brought accusations against the Jews. They spoke and said to Nebuchadnezzar the king, 'King, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man shall hear the sound of the horn, the pipe, the harp, the trigon, the psaltery, and the bagpipe, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image.'" I'm going to do an aside here, because we've now had three times we've had these same words. We're taught that the Torah has no extra words, no extra letters. So why was it necessary to list these items each of these three times? It only needed to be said once, and then in the following times, just said to refer to the previous list, the previous verse. These extra words and letters have messages for us. What those messages are, I have no knowledge. I'm asking the question what they are. And I know that once I've asked the question, eventually, the answer will be returned. Because the reason I'm asking the question is because the answers want to be revealed. Verse 11. "And whoso falls not down and worships shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." Again, why do we need to go through the litany? It could just say, we could have jumped to verse 12, which I'm about to read. "There are certain Jews whom thou hast appointed over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Now, the three names are names of Daniel's companions. "Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." It would be less letters to say the three men. But of course, there's a reason why they're specified. "Then were these men brought before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said unto them, 'Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that ye serve not my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up?' Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the horn, pipe, harp, trigon, psaltery, and bagpipe, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer thee in this matter. Before I go on, I just want to point out that Daniel is not included in this with these three men. Why not? And the answer is because the accusers know that Daniel is a favorite of the king from the previous chapter, because he can interpret the dreams. So by attacking Daniel, they would, the king would be more inclined to not do anything. But by leaving Daniel out of the list, the king is going to be more inclined to follow his edict. Verse 17. If our God whom we serve is able to deliver us, he will deliver us from the burning fiery furnace and out of thy hand, O king. Verse 18. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. It takes a lot of courage to speak this way to King Nebuchadnezzar. Verse 19. What then was Nebuchadnezzar filled with fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they should heat the furnace seven times more than it was wont to be heated. Verse 20, and he commanded certain mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Verse 21, then these men were bound in their cloaks, their tunics and their robes, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, verse 22, therefore, because the king's commandment was peremptory and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. What this verse is saying is the three men didn't die, but the people who threw them into the furnace got so close to the hot heat that they died. Verse 23, and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Verse 24. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was alarmed and rose up in haste. He spoke and said unto his ministers, did not we cast three men bound into the middle of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, king. Verse 25, he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the appearance of the fourth is like a son of the gods. Verse 26, then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace. He spoke and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of God Most High, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire. Verse 27. And the satraps, the prefects, and the governors and the king's ministers, being gathered together, saw these men that the fire had no power upon their bodies, nor was the hair of their head singed either, neither were their cloaks changed, nor had the smell of fire passed on them. Verse 28. Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word, and have yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God." Verse 29. "Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that is able to deliver after this sort." As an aside, we have a teaching from the Torah, from our sages, that whatever happened to the forefathers will happen to the children. The question you have to ask for yourself is, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego your forefather? Are they one of the patriarchs? They're not a patriarch per se, but no one calls them that. But they are our forefathers. And this is one of the reasons that the book of Daniel is considered so significant in its relationship to the story and the coming of the Mashiach. Verse 30. "Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon." Are you getting tired of hearing these names? Verse 31. "Nebuchadnezzar the king, unto all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you." Verse 32. "It hath seemed good unto me to declare the signs and wonders that the God Most High hath wrought toward me." Verse 33. "How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation." Now we're going back to the handout for Class 3C, starting with Chapter 3. "Having heard Daniel's interpretation of his dream, that the empires of the nations would be destroyed while the kingdom of Israel would endure, Nebuchadnezzar was determined to make Israel stumble and find a way to destroy them. And this was why he immediately built his golden idol. The Ari explains that the idol was 60 cubits high, corresponding to the six main sephirot of Hesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, each of which is composed of all 10 sephirot, which is 60, 10 times 6. Nebuchadnezzar sought to turn the kindness of Zerahpim into severe judgment. And certainly, people who bow to idols incur severe judgment because they're going against the second of the Esther de Brote. Do not worship other idols. And that applies as well to the children of Noah, as well as the children of Israel. It is said that he chose to erect his idol in the Valley of Dura, because this was where Adam's buttocks were formed. Rabbi Saadia Gaon states that the valley was full of the bones of Israelite exiles from the tribe of Ephraim, who had been slain by the Kasdim, and the king wanted to frighten all his subjects into submission. In revenge for Nebuchadnezzar's brazen arrogance, God commanded Ezekiel to bring the dry bones back to life in this same valley of Dura. It seems as if Nebuchadnezzar wanted to establish a new world religion, which would explain why he brought together such a huge array of officials and representatives of so many different lands. For the jubilant inauguration of his idol, he assembled an enormous symphony orchestra. The list of the many different kinds of instruments includes many that had formerly been played in the temple in Jerusalem. The Chaldean slanderers who denounced Daniel's three companions, Hanania, Mishael, and Azariah, which are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to Nebuchadnezzar were jealous of the fact that at Daniel's request, they had been appointed to supervise all the royal ministers. When Nebuchadnezzar threatened the three men with burning in his furnace and arrogantly asked them, "Which God will save you from my hands?" they replied without hesitation that Hashem that they served had the power to save them, and that even if he did not, or they did not rely on their own merits or on miracles, they would still not worship Nebuchadnezzar's idol. In other words, they were ready to sacrifice themselves even without being saved. This is a message to all of us in our generation. In the words of the Midrash, the three companions told Nebuchadnezzar, excuse me, "When it comes to all the various taxes you impose on us, you are king. But if you are telling us to worship idols, you and a dog are just the same, and you are no king." It was this that enraged the king, causing him to have the furnace stoked sevenfold. The fourth figure that Nebuchadnezzar saw walking unscathed through the fire was the angel Gabriel, who was following after the three companions like a student after his teacher, to teach you that the Tzaddikim are greater than the ministering angels. When Nebuchadnezzar saw the angel Gabriel, he immediately recognized him, and all his limbs quaked and had trembled. He said, "This is the angel I saw in Sennacherib's war, and he appeared like a river of fire that burned up his entire camp." Nebuchadnezzar's recognition of the saving power of Hashem was a great sanctification of his name. During this, the very exile of Israel, and as we see, from Nebuchadnezzar wrote a letter to all the people of his empire, praising the Supreme God. A number of the beautiful Aramaic phrases from this letter are woven into the Shabbat table song, Yaribom, found in most siddurs and collecting and collections of Shabbat Zimrot. And I am mentioning, I'll take the time. I'm pulling up a YouTube video. I won't play all of it.
Minutes ago, asking us whether we were tired of hearing those three names spoken, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I was wondering if there is any reason why they are being repeated. Is there some meaning embedded in the letters of those names?
The answer is yes. We need to take the time to analyze those names Kabbalistically. I have not done that, but some of my students, if they have not yet done so, will probably move forward and do it in their time. So as soon as I know, I will add that to the handout, but I have no answer right now. But there's clearly a reason why the names are consistently repeated.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Our class this afternoon, it's at 3 p.m. West Coast time, continues our study of the advanced reincarnation. And tomorrow on Monday, we will have two classes. One is at 4:30, continuing our study of the Lech Lecha at this deeper Zohar level. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a very interesting class from the writings of the Ari, explaining a particular midrash that relates to this parasha of Vayetze. Any other questions or comments or thoughts? Have a beautiful day and a beautiful month. Kodesh Tov, Shavua Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, shalom.
Shalom.